Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks, or a disorganized closet, or an AC unit that only works half the time. It all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone, and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects, and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. We got people listening on the free Odyssey app. We got people listening live on their local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, you can listen on 158. That's channel 158. And if you got yourself a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. You don't have to lift a finger. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 2 hours. This is a four-hour show. You can listen to every minute, every second. You can hit pause. If you hit rewind, you can then hit fast forward. You can do whatever the hell you want. In the free Odyssey app. I get started 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you so much to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, for holding it down for us in New York City. And thank you again to you, because if you are not here, there is no show. We got so much to get into. And it's been a busy, busy day in the NFL. J.J. McCarthy out for the season. Matthew Judon, the newest member of the Atlanta Falcons. He was traded about an hour ago from the Patriots to the Falcons in exchange for a third-round pick. So the Atlanta Falcons, they got themselves a pass rusher, someone who can actually get 10-plus sacks. Now, it'll be interesting to see what type of contract he gets from the Atlanta Falcons, being the fact that he actually turns 32 years old tomorrow. Happy birthday to Matthew Judon. And he's coming off of a torn bicep, okay? Now, this is a good move, okay? The Falcons got to do something. I mean, they've been bringing in guys like Calais Campbell, hoping that they can contribute to the defense. Good luck, okay? Good luck. Knowing the Falcons' luck, Judon will come. He'll have no power in his arm, even though, playing for a contract, they come to an agreement, he's old and he's busted up. That'll be the Falcons' way. Or maybe this one will actually work out. Has to be some good news for the Falcons, right? I told the Atlanta Falcons they are a team that has not had someone get double-digit sacks since 2016. That's a long-ass time. It's terrible. It's awful. But you know what? Let's try to be positive. Let's try to be optimistic for the Atlanta Falcons, because they deserve it. I mean, they've spent the entire offseason, well, at least a portion of it, defending bringing in Michael Penix Jr., drafting him at number 8 overall. Got to be optimistic, right? And if you're a Vikings fan, be optimistic. You should. You should. Try to be. Sam Darnold is going to be leading the way now that we know that J.J. McCarthy will be out the entire season. Good luck next year. I wouldn't even think about next year if I was a Vikings fan. And so, unfortunately, now that I've shared what I'm trying to do and be positive, now I got to be negative. I'm sorry. Well, let me put it this way. Let me be realistic. I got to bring some teams down to earth. You know, every Wednesday I bring you a new top six list. Today is no different. I'm going to be realistic. I'm going to tell you about the top six NFL teams that are cooked this year because of their quarterback. I'm going to give you a top six list of NFL teams that are screwed at the quarterback position in 2024. You know what? I'm not going to waste any time. I'm going to get into the list right now.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list. Only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. It's NFL preseason. We're going to get real NFL games before you know it. Let's not rush summer, though. And so today, and really with a lot of the unfortunate incidents that are going on throughout the NFL, I'm giving you a top six list, taking a look at the NFL teams with the worst quarterback situations heading into the season. These teams, oh, there's a good chance, because this is not law. I'm not a psychic. I'm not Miss Cleo. But there's a good chance these teams are going nowhere. Let's go ahead and get started. What's the first number? Well, not the first number. Yeah, what's the first number on the top six list?
Number six.
Yeah, there you go. I know math. At number six, a team that's screwed at the quarterback position in 2024. This team is the best of the worst for this list. It's the Pittsburgh Steelers. Oh, yeah, I know about Mike Tomlin. He doesn't know what a losing season looks like. He doesn't know what a losing season sounds like. He doesn't know what it feels like. He knows none of this. Well, most of those years he's had Ben Roethlisberger. And then he had Kenny Pickett. Yeah, also had Mitch Trubisky. Unfortunately, he's also had Mason Rudolph. And now he has two quarterbacks. And the reason why I got the Steelers here on the list, that's the old cliche. If you got two quarterbacks, you got none. The Steelers are trying to figure out who the hell that guy is going to be. Is it Russell Wilson trying to pick up the pieces to his career and still show everybody, hey, I'm a Hall of Fame caliber quarterback. Look at me. Or is it Justin Fields, who's just still trying to get his career on a solid track? Mike Tomlin described both of these quarterbacks as scalded individuals fighting for a job. I mean, just last week, yes, last week, Mike Tomlin said that the quarterback job here in Pittsburgh, it's a competition.
Very much is a competition. What happens in stadium is weighted heavier than what happens in a practice setting because it's more game-like.
Oh, well, if we got to go by that. Justin Fields looked good, and he didn't look good. He fumbled the ball a couple of times. And, of course, Mike Tomlin, he didn't like that. He didn't like that at all. He fumbled the ball. He needs to get it together. That certainly wasn't good.
You know, I thought he did some nice things, but obviously he was a component of the CQ exchange. And from my perspective, that's dual responsibility on the center and the quarterback. It negated a lot of good things going on in those first couple of drives. I think one definitively got stopped by it, went to second and 14. You get behind the chains, particularly at the early stages, before you gain real cohesion and have enough of a menu to get you out of them circumstances, you're a dead group. And so the CQ exchanges were an issue.
Damn. Mike Tomlin is like that parent who says, why'd you get a 95 on that test? It's not a 100. What happens to the other 5%? Do better. Something like that. The Steelers might be good. The Steelers might. They might have a winning record. I can tell you this, though. This season, it's going to be comedy, at least for me, because people will be complaining all year round, regardless of what happens with Russell Wilson and Fields. And the Steelers, they're just going through this whole year trying to figure out who the quarterback of the future is. That's why I say they're screwed at quarterback in 2024, because one guy, or maybe both of them, are going to be gone next year. The Steelers at number six on my list. Top six NFL teams that are screwed this year. Steelers six, what's next?
Number five.
Oh, this is just a matter of time. The quarterback, Grim Reaper, is sitting outside of the organization. He's sitting outside, just tapping on the door, just ready to snatch this guy up. This team that's screwed, it's the New York Giants. The Giants have been screwed. They were screwed the minute Daniel Jones had success that year with Saquon Barkley. The minute that they were both actually healthy, and they went to the postseason, and then they beat Minnesota. And the Giants had to give, well, they had no choice. They gave Daniel Jones a contract extension, and what did he do? He got hurt. Again. Blew out his knee. Saquon Barkley is now gone. They've been looking for a decent receiver to have Daniel Jones throw to for a long time. Jalen Hyatt didn't work out last year. They're hoping he works out this year. Malik Nabers is in. He will be absolutely amazing, but now he's dealing with an ankle issue. And Daniel Jones, if it doesn't work out for him this year, it doesn't matter what his contract looks like. They're going to give him the boot. We all know it. We actually witnessed this during HBO's Hard Knocks, the front office edition. I mean, we even had a situation where Joe Shane, the general manager of the New York Giants, his own kid was on television, was captured by Hard Knocks, telling his dad, "We need to draft a quarterback." I know Daniel Jones, he had to shake his head and laugh. Listen to a kid tell you the truth.
"Who do you want me to take? Give me a name."
"J.J. McCarthy."
"Jaden Daniels." "Trade up and get him, why not?"
"Okay, if Jaden Daniels..."
"We only get this job once. Let's try to win."
Damn. 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 Daniel Jones couldn't. He of course he heard that. He couldn't do anything probably but laugh and shake his head. And Joe Shane's son, the next time he sees him, he's just gonna give him a pat on the head and just, yeah, I heard what you said. Okay, all right. What else is he gonna do? It's just comedy. The New York Giants are screwed. They are a dead team walking. If Daniel Jones has another resurgence, I would be shocked. It's more likely that he crashes and burns, and that the Giants look for a quarterback again. Top six NFL teams screwed at the quarterback position in 2024. I got the Giants at five. What's the next team?
Number four.
Uh-oh. This team inspired the list today, because their quarterback went down with a torn meniscus. They got to put a lot of faith in Sam Darnold. A lot. It's the Minnesota Vikings. You draft a quarterback in J.J. McCarthy. You bring him in 10th overall. This man just won a national championship. You want to show everybody that he can actually throw the ball, and he's not just going to hand it off to some damn running back or Blake Corum or whoever the hell he's going to hand the ball to. You want to develop him. You give Sam Darnold the contract to babysit the position for a year or less, and then you just give the job to J.J. McCarthy, or he actually earns it. That's not going to happen this year. Sam Darnold is going to have to turn into one of the league's best quarterbacks. And maybe he does that with Justin Jefferson. Maybe he does that with Jordan Addison. Maybe. And Kevin O'Connell. Well, this announcement earlier today, it told me that the Vikings are likely screwed.
He did, undergo surgery actually this morning. On that meniscus, it was led by our team doctor, Dr. Chris Larson at TCO. It was a successful procedure, but it did reveal that a repair was necessary, which will end JJ's 2024 season.
Oh, man. Yeah, JJ McCarthy's done. Now, you want to hear how he feels about Sam Darnold? Of course you do. He's not going to say Sam Darnold sucks. Listen to this.
Our football team is excited about this season. Our football team has been and will continue to be excited about Sam Darnold and what he's been able to bring. Great 2 days of work here for him this week before we continue on with our preparations for the opener. And I can't wait to see Sam not only these next 2 days, but continue to just stack some really, really good days and showing ultra comfort in our offense. Have really been a bright spot.
Look, that's not a preference. Nobody wakes up and says they want to see Sam Darnold. But I guess if there's anybody who could help him out, it's Kevin O'Connell, a former quarterback. Good luck to the Minnesota Vikings. You're going to need it. I think you're screwed in 2024. I got the Vikings at number four on my list. What's another team screwed at the quarterback position?
Number three.
I'm still upset at this team from earlier this year. I still think this owner made one of the worst decisions I've ever seen in my life. At number three, a team that's screwed at the quarterback position specifically. It's the Tennessee Titans. Look, things might work out with their new head coach. Things might work out with Brian Callahan. This man worked with Joe Burrow. Is he going to help out Will Levis? Here's another reason not to trust Will Levis. Hickey, this man agreed to do a mayonnaise commercial. What's his problem?
Oh, it's not just a commercial.
Oh, come on.
You didn't see what he was advertising?
It's perfume.
Yeah, mayonnaise-scented perfume.
Don't you got to be a good NFL player to do something silly like that?
I'd argue the opposite, no? Like, if you're good, you don't have to stoop to the level of, let me hawk for mayonnaise-scented perfume.
This guy's going to suck just because of this. Like, you got to be good, Joe Namath or pantyhose, okay? Joe Namath was a winner. Like, do some winning before you do commercials. I can't, Hickey, I don't want to think about the trash talk within the Titans building. I hope that they are destroying him. I hope the opposition is verbally destroying him throughout the course of the regular season. Like, why are you doing something so goofy? Prove it first. And, okay, Will Levis last year, you know, taking over for Tannehill after he blew out his ankle. 1,800 yards, 8 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. Okay, not too bad. Now you got to try to go out there and do work with Calvin Ridley. And then you also got to look at Hopkins and hope that he can be healthy throughout the season, because all he's doing is getting older. I don't know if I trust Will Levis. This Tennessee Titans team, to me, is just kind of slapped together. I think he'll be okay, but I still think that they're average at best. I think they're kind of screwed. If I got to look at Will Levis, I think he's just as likely to stick around for the next 5 years. I also think he's just as likely to get the boot. I think the organization is nutty. I think they're stupid for getting rid of Mike Vrabel. That was a bad decision from the get-go. Here, take a listen to their new head coach, Brian Callahan, earlier in training camp. He says that Will Levis, he's looked good so far.
I think Will's doing a great job playing on time. You know, obviously we're, again, focused on a little bit more of the timing elements, the shorter passing game, but man, he's been really impressive. I think his hard work this offseason and over the summer has really paid off. He's incredibly confident right now, and he's earned that confidence. And every day that he comes out and plays well, he earns more confidence. And I think that's the fun part about where he's at. He's dialed in. He has studied. You can just tell he's ready for what's ahead. And I think I told him yesterday, if he keeps stacking days like he had yesterday and today, he's gonna play pretty good football. And it's a day by day process, and we don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves. But I've been really pleased with where he's at.
Come on, all of that is a moot point. You are a middling quarterback, still trying to establish yourself in the NFL, and you're sitting around doing commercials with mayonnaise. Come on. Hickey, it's because he says he puts mayonnaise on everything. Was that him?
In his coffee especially.
Oh, my God. He could have left it there. Well, I guess if you think you're going to suck, just do the mayonnaise commercial now, because you may not get a chance next year, right?
This may be the most marketable he'll ever be.
Mayonnaise? Come on. mayonnaise.
Hey, anyway. Do you see him eat the banana?
Excuse me?
Have you ever seen him eat a banana with the peel on?
Hickey, what's the next number, Hickey? What's the next number?
Number two.
Yeah, number two, another team that's going to suck because of their quarterback. Hopefully there's no bananas and mayonnaise involved. It's the Raiders, okay? Here, let me just rattle off some of the quarterbacks on the Raiders. I think this says enough. Gardner Minshew, Aiden O'Connell. For whatever reason, they brought in Nathan Peterman. You heard me correctly. I don't think I've seen that guy throw a football since Buffalo. Let's just say it wasn't good. Antonio Pierce is now the head coach. Josh McDaniels was crap. Everybody celebrated when he left last year or got fired. And then you got a wide receiver in Davante Adams. Davante Adams is just like, can y'all find somebody to throw the ball to me? We even got rumors this past offseason that, oh, he's going to go to the Jets. Because who wants to play with these guys? Gardner Minshew is good in spurts. Antonio Pierce, just from last week, he's like, man, I need a quarterback. I need one of them to wake up and just push the other guys out the way and say, I'm the guy.
Again, I'm going to keep saying it. Just somebody just to take and say, I'm the guy, AP. I'll make it clear and evident, and then we'll make that decision at that point.
In this kind of a setting, how do they go about doing that? Is it execution, taking care of the ball, command of the offense? What does that come down to for you?
Number one thing is taking care of the ball, putting the team in a position to win, managing the offense, understanding the operational. You saw some situational stuff there yesterday. I think our guys are doing a good job. Both quarterbacks have really embracing it. But again, I'm just go back to it. Somebody has to just separate from the other.
Come on. Raiders are going to be a disaster. They're gonna have their ups, they're gonna have their downs. They will, outside of just the quarterback situation and I don't know, Davante Adams being angry and Antonio Pierce shaking his head on the sidelines, going, this is my first full year. They're not gonna be worth watching. I'm just telling you the truth. Jimmy Garoppolo's gonna be somewhere laughing. Maybe from a hospital bed, but he'll be somewhere laughing, okay? Raiders, number two on my list. NFL team screwed at the quarterback position in 2024. We are going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to tell you the number one team in the NFL that is basically cooked because of their quarterback. They got no chance. Number one on the other side. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. It's the JR Sport Brief.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks or a disorganized closet or an AC unit that only works half the time, it all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone, and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects, and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable Scent Beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
Show here with you on the Infinity Sports.
You're listening
Network.
To the JR Sport Brief.
We're getting ready for the NFL season. I'm giving you a new top six list. We're taking a look at teams that have some of the worst quarterback situations in the NFL. Their quarterback situation has each team going probably nowhere. I'm about to share with you who I have at numero uno. Let me give you a quick recap if you weren't with us on the other side of the break. And if you weren't, where the hell you been? You can also hit rewind on the free Odyssey app and you can listen to some of the coaches, some of the players. Well, not explain why the team sucks, but you get a better idea of some of my reasoning. NFL team screwed at the quarterback position in 2024. At number six, I gave you the Steelers. At number five, I gave you the New York Giants. At number four, I gave you the Minnesota Vikings. Sorry, J.J. McCarthy. Get well soon. At number three, I gave you the Tennessee Titans. They got a quarterback. He ain't even done a damn thing in the NFL. He's in mayonnaise. He's selling mayonnaise. Now, nothing wrong with selling mayonnaise. Sell what you want, but, like, win some games first. You could do what you want on your off day, but there's going to be some jokes. There's already jokes, but there's really going to be some jokes if you suck selling mayonnaise. At number two, I gave you the Raiders. Come on now. Of course the Raiders have a screwed up quarterback situation. Of course they do. It's the Raiders. Davante Adams, Hickey, he's having dinner right now, finishing practice. He's driving home. What do you think he's doing?
Probably driving home, 5:30 out there in Vegas, right?
Shaking his head, thinking about the bums that are throwing him the ball.
Yeah. You think it's like every day?
Come on, Hickey.
These GD QBs.
Yeah.
I'm open. Underthrow me here, overthrow me there. I can't throw and catch the ball myself.
He's sick of them. He is. I can imagine the you seen the Wolverine meme, the cartoon meme online, where Wolverine is looking at the photo of somebody that he misses.
Yes.
Davante Adams is looking at a photo and he's looking at Aaron Rodgers. Yes. Missing his guy. Or maybe he's missing his former quarterback. Maybe he's missing the guy that he went to to Vegas to play with. Sorry, Raiders going to be Oakland to me. Anyway, if you want to talk about an NFL team that's screwed at quarterback, has a messed up quarterback situation for 2024, it's time to give you this.
Number one.
Former Raiders quarterback. Former teammate in college, more so, and in the pros of Davante Adams. His name is Derek Carr. The team that is screwed at quarterback in 2024, the number one team I got here, it's the Saints. Why? Because they are going absolutely nowhere. They will never go anywhere with Derek Carr. Derek Carr is a placeholder. He is a transitional quarterback. They have to suck for at least one more season before they give him the boot and just start a rebuild. It is all inevitable. And even last year, for a team that went 9-8, and for Derek Carr, who had a touchdown interception ratio of 25-8, when it came time to really throw the ball, well, did he have help doing so? No, not really. But he just held on to the ball for too long. He's afraid to pull the trigger. He's afraid to play winning football. The Saints, this team had one of the worst red zone offenses in the NFL last year. Going to the Superdome for a game, it's a party, man. Fans have fun out there. For Derek Carr, his first season in New Orleans, his first season outside of the Raiders organization, it was a nightmare. Derek Carr got beat the hell up. Shoulder issues and chest issues. Everything got beat up for Derek Carr. in New Orleans, they were booing this man. Taysom Hill would run out there to play, and they would cheer when Taysom Hill went out. And they would cheer when he, well, they would cheer when he went out. They would boo when Derek Carr went in. Derek Carr was getting booed. Damn. The fans, everybody knows that Dennis Allen sucks. The players have voted him one of the worst coaches in the NFL. And the Saints players had to defend Derek Carr last year. He is, I don't want to say he's a dead man walking. That's not a nice thing to say, but I mean, damn. When it comes down to the Saints, he's sitting down holding that seat. They're still trying to figure out who that next guy is after Drew Brees. It ain't going to be Derek Carr. You know, I could take a look at some of the teams, some of the other teams here on the list. And I could say that, you know, the Steelers, they got some hope, right? They do. They got two options of hope. The New York Giants, it's pretty overt. Everybody in the world knows. If it doesn't work with Daniel Jones, he's gone. The Minnesota Vikings, they're screwed, but they still have to wait for J.J. McCarthy. Nothing wrong with waiting. The Titans, it's going to go this way or that way when it comes to Will Levis. At least there was some positivity shown last year. The Raiders, well, the Raiders are going to Raider. And the Saints, everybody knows that they're going nowhere with Derek Carr. Even if they win another 9 games, they're going nowhere. It's just a waste of time until they get rid of him and restart. Oh, it sucks restarting. Go ahead and ask the Patriots. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. These are some of the worst teams with some of the worst quarterback situations in 2024. The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. There's some other teams with some interesting QB situations. I could name them. There's one just north of me outside of Georgia, just north of Georgia. They got some issues. There's another team that plays in New Jersey. Oh, if things don't work out, they're going to be screwed too. But I wanted to share with you the teams. I'm sorry. They probably have the least amount of hope. My apologies to the Saints. I love New Orleans. I love the Saints. I love them. Nobody loves Derek Carr, though. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side of the break.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I just gave you a top six list of NFL teams. Well, damn it, they got the worst quarterback situations in the league. If you missed the full list, if you missed the explanations, if you missed the who, the what's, the where's, the why's, you can hit rewind on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Put it on your phone, put it on your tablet, put it on your device, and you don't miss a minute of the Infinity Sports Network. Go ahead, hit rewind. And number six, let me give you a recap, and then I'll get to the phone lines. As a matter of fact, the phone lines, you can call as follows, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Now, my top six list, NFL teams with the worst QB situations. And number six, I gave you the Steelers. You got two QBs, you ain't got none. Justin Fields, Russell Wilson, no. And number five, I gave you the Giants. Daniel Jones, good luck. What can I say? Good. Don't get hurt, first of all. Is it going to be a neck? Is it going to be a knee? Is it going to be an ankle? Is it going to be a head? Is it going to be a shoulder? Good luck throwing the ball to Malik Neighbors. And number four, I gave you the Vikings. You want to talk about a bad quarterback situation? Things could work out great with Sam Darnold, or they may suck. Ultimately, they wanted to see J.J. McCarthy at some point this year. They won't. Not with that torn meniscus. And number three, I gave you the Tennessee Titans. Will Levis, instead of sitting around, I don't know, studying the playbook, he's sitting around selling mayonnaise. I'm not joking. Go ahead, Google Will Levis mayonnaise. Don't Google that at work. Don't do it at work. Do it in your house. Matter of fact, don't do it at home. Anyway, and number two, I gave you the Raiders. You want to talk about a team with a screwed up quarterback situation? Their new head coach, Antonio Pierce, is like, I need somebody to just take the job. They brought in Nathan Peterman. Come on. Gardner Minshew will probably start. Or maybe Aiden O'Connell. Maybe, possibly. And then number one, I gave you the Saints. Because Derek Carr. Derek Carr is good. He's been good. He was good with the Raiders. But he was never good enough to get you over the hump. So many criticisms about Derek Carr not leading the way. And he becomes reticent. He slows down. He pumps his brakes when it's actually time to win. He's too careful. He's not aggressive enough. This man was in his first year in New Orleans. He got booed. They booed the living hell out of him. Damn. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Talking about NFL teams that have the worst quarterback situations. I could think about some teams that have some bad ones. I know a lot of teams that have some bad quarterback situations. Let's be real. Probably got half the teams in the NFL, maybe more than half, that would probably upgrade their quarterback situation if they had a chance to. But I really wanted to take a look at teams that really, they might be going absolutely nowhere. 855-212-4227. Alan is here from Toronto. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hi, JR. Your program is as good as it ever was. I'm going with the Carolina Panthers, Bryce Young, and Andy Dalton. He's 36, going on 37, and he's at the end of the line as far as I'm concerned. He only had an 88.2 quarterback rating, but getting back to Bryce Young, year one, it left a lot to be desired. You know, he was an overall one pick, and he, you know, I expected a lot more than him. And true, he didn't have very good surroundings, but he failed to show flashes of the stardom that was expected of him. And he went eight games without a TD pass. And his 11 TD passes were just one more than his interceptions. So it's, you know, they're a hopeless situation. They were 2-15 last year, and I don't see it getting any better.
Unless, yeah, what I'm hoping for, Alan, and the reason why I didn't put Carolina on the list. You know, that we've done a lot of talking here on this show, and thank you so much, Alan, for calling from Toronto. We've done a lot of talking about the Panthers and Canales coming in. And the hope is, right now at this point, that they can turn things around. That's the beauty of it. Just a little bit of hope. You know, let's go ahead and completely just X off last year. Can the Panthers win more than two games? I think they can. Can Bryce Young resurrect his career? If Bryce Young doesn't look good this year, it's done. They selected the guy. He was too small. He was only good at Alabama. He's not worth a damn. I mean, even his own friend, C.J. Stroud, has been boosting him up. Let's see what he does this year. I didn't put the Panthers on the list. You could certainly put them on, but I didn't put them here because I still think there's some type of hope. Some of these teams, not so sure. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Let's go to Steven. Steven is calling from Tennessee. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Steven.
Hey, JR. I just wanted to defend Will Levis because, you know, last year whenever he got drafted, boy, he came into the situation. Mike Vrabel's there and all of his staff. And then Mike Vrabel is took out. So he's already started off. He's had one coordinator with all these different coaches. Now he's got a second set. And this coach that we've got, he's never been a head coach. But I'd like to say I think that Will Levis is going to be the real deal. But he's going to be fighting an uphill battle with just what he's got. Now, as far as the team, now, I can't really defend that because I've told people already, I said, if Will turns out to be the real deal and then it comes rolling around third year, going into the fourth year, I just don't see the Titans unloading to a $300 million on anybody because, I mean, they just don't seem like that kind. They would probably deal him and get a lot of draft picks and start all over again because that seems like what our pattern is.
Yeah, well, one of the
but I defend Will Levis.
Well, you can. Well, that's fine, and that's fine. And I think part of the disaster surrounding him is not to his benefit. And I mean, if the ship is going to sink, he's going to be a part of it. And you know what?
Oh, I know that. Yeah,
they're going to toss him off first. But here's the unfortunate thing. I don't care like who and what you look at. So, for instance, we know Sam Darnold is going to get a full chance, likely, with the Minnesota Vikings. He had a chance with the Jets, and he had a chance in Carolina, and they stunk. I think in a lot of cases, quarterbacks, it can be real simple. Is your quarterback good enough to take you over the top? Nobody is winning if the whole team around them is ass, but there are certain QBs who you just know after a little while, this is the guy that can help us. We need to get somebody around him. People make arguments about Daniel Jones in New York. He hasn't had help. He hasn't had the – well, now they got him a little bit of help. Okay, you don't have Saquon Barkley anymore, but now they're bringing in neighbors, and you hope that Hyatt is better. Is Will Levis, who's going to be asked to throw the ball, okay? Derrick Henry is not there anymore.
Right.
If DeAndre Hopkins is there, you know, they'll have some help. Calvin Ridley is no slouch at the wide receiver position. You know, what the offensive line looks like, I have no idea. But I'll tell you this. Will Levis is going to have to throw that ball a lot. Is he going to sink or is he going to swim? And I put it to you this way, and this is why I blame the owner. Anybody who looks at Mike Vrabel and says, that guy's the problem, there's something wrong with you. And so I got I got no faith in the Titans. I'm sorry, Steven.
I like to say also that with Mike Vrabel leaving, I mean, that was a sore spot, and it still is to a lot of us around here. And don't understand it. I mean, that's the way teams operate sometimes, whatever the inside problems that they may have. We don't ever see the business end of it, I guess. But
yeah,
I still like – I would – with Will Levis, I think that Will Levis is – I think he's going to be great.
Okay.
But it's going to be the kind of great that he's going to have to work. He's going to have to – I mean, he's going to have to dig. He's going to have to struggle. But I think he's going to be able to get through that maybe. But like I said, if he does, I just don't see them ever unloading a bunch of money on anybody. They've really never showed that they was going to do that because, I mean, golly, you know, the $200,000 that's going now, it's hard to see in a couple of years.
Hey, good luck, Steven. Enjoy it, okay?
Appreciate it.
When is the new stadium coming? Enjoy that. When is that?
It's supposed to be 27.
All right. Have fun with the fancy TVs and stuff, okay?
Appreciate it, JR.
Thank you, Steven, for calling from Tennessee. Yeah, I got no faith in them. You know how they say the fish rots from the head? I knew all I needed to know about the Tennessee Titans when they actually looked at Mike Vrabel one of the best, a former player, a respected player, a tough player, a tough coach, a smart coach. We've seen this guy strategically outsmart other teams and other coaches. And that's not an easy thing to do. You know, most fans, myself included, I ain't coached a day in the NFL. But when fans are looking at the coach and going, wait a minute, this guy just manipulated the clock to his advantage. That's not something that you just wake up and think about. And especially in time and pressure situations, this guy is prepared and he's no nonsense. And they could not handle the fact that Mike Vrabel was probably very blunt in saying to them, hey, you want to know why we suck? It's because of y'all upstairs. Give me some help. And they couldn't stand it. And so they just gave him the boot. It's dumb. The worst thing that you can ever do in a managerial position, anything, is let good talent go out the door. Good luck. Tennessee Titans are not going anywhere. You know, they're not destined for, you know, 50 seasons of losing. But this was just a bad move. Mike Vrabel's going to end up with a team, and wherever he goes, he's going to help them out. And maybe things will work out for the Titans. I just still think this is one of the dumbest moves, was one of the dumbest moves that I've ever seen. And maybe Will Levis will work out. Good luck to him. He's going to have to throw that ball. No more handing it off to Derrick Henry. We know what the hell you going to do. You're going to have to throw it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side of the break as we talk about teams that are screwed with their quarterback position. I need you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show. More NFL on the other side of the break. It's been a busy day. Not good for the Vikings. Good for the Falcons. Me, I'm trying to be good for you. More of me on the other side. Plus your calls. Don't move.
Christy Pierce-Rampone here, former member of the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team, three-time gold medalist, and two-time World Cup champion. I'm mom to two teenage girls and a dog mom, too. All four of them need lots of stuff, and we always need it fast. And that's why we use Amazon Prime. When our favorite leash broke, I went right to Prime, and with one click, I ordered it again. Not to mention all the great streaming shows I watch with family. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever you're into. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.